This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. It's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your hosts for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Kitsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right, good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Kitsaris. Yeah. And you know what, Deanne? Today is our 1,000th show.
1,000 shows. Yep. Again, it goes back to we've lasted longer than most mortgages.
And I don't see no gifts in front of me for the 1,000th show. I'll have to buy you a nice silver 1,000.
I want, how about the necklace? Like all in diamonds across. And I meant marriages, not mortgages.
So we're here excited. We're excited to be talking to you every week here on Saturday on 1210 WPHT. Keep you informed on what's happening with the mortgage market, residential, commercial real estate. If you have any questions, give us a call. We always answer our phone. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Dan?
My number is 609-605-7153.
And we've been here for 16 years keeping you guys informed. We're the only real estate show in town. You can listen to this show and past shows at our website, goodnewsinrealestate.com, and also at WPHT's website. So what's coming up today?
So coming up on today's show, Mark, which I am super excited to go over, we have our market report.
Yes.
We have Mark's funny story.
Got one for you.
We have our mortgage mom topic.
Which is what?
203Ks are back again.
That's a great program. Yeah.
Mark, super excited to have our guest today, which is Josh Buchter, and he is from the Wolf of Broad Street, and he's here to talk about the power of networking events. I've been to many of them. Stay tuned. This is going to be a powerful segment.
Good.
We also have our questions. I'm currently paying a mortgage on a house, and I want to add a guest house to it. Do I have to finish the mortgage payment, or can I start before? Mm-hmm. Next question is, if I add an HVAC unit to a sunroom, does that add to the square footage of the house? All right. If a seller does not disclose known electrical issues with a home in Florida and the contract is canceled during the inspections period, can the potential buyer sue for the cost of the appraisal, inspections, title search, survey, etc., because they've already been performed?
Yeah.
The next question is, I just purchased a home in June of 2022. The inspector I hired stating that my roof would last for 5 years. My home insurance will no longer cover the roof. What do I do?
So that's an issue.
And Mark, our topic of today is, when is the perfect time to sell a home?
Yeah, and this is going to be interesting because remember we talked before about somebody gave us, I did some research and they said February 13th was the day.
The day, right.
Like that was the day. Well, today I got some different info today.
All right, but first, give us your motivational quote.
And a motivational quote is, it's time of great stress and adversity. It's always best to keep busy and to plow your anger and your energy in something positive. Because all positive
all the time.
That's right.
And so, you know what's cool, though? You've had 1,000 quotes. And they've never been duplicated.
Nope.
You are just Mr. Positive.
Thank you.
And I'm warm and fuzzy, right?
All right, so where are we at?
All right, Mark. So now we are up to our market report.
And there is Frank's bell. So the 2024 housing market's predicted to follow a regular seasonal pattern here. Slightly better than 2023. I think it's going to be. That the real estate market is fine. It's just...
everyone else that's in it.
It's the lack of knowledge out there. The lack of knowledge. According to Realtor.com, a poll, majority of recent sales, 72%, spent between 2 weeks and 3 months preparing their house for sale, with a sweet spot falling between 2 weeks and a month, 37%.
And how long does the average house stay on the market?
About 3 days.
Right?
3 months. First of all, I am not fixing the condo for 3 months. I'm rolling.
As is, baby. As is.
Well, I won't put that in the thing, but it's going to be, that's going to be negotiable.
All right.
Nearly half, an estimated 48%, said they took less time than planned to list their home, while 11% took it longer than intended. Here are some market and other aspects that sellers and buyers should be aware of as they navigate the spring housing market and beyond. Prices tend to peak later in the year, but so will the competition. By the end of June, prices had historically reached near peak levels of 13.8%, but the number of new sellers had climbed even more, 49.3%. Now, I don't know what they're comparing at, because I've been just looking at our inventory, and in Philly, with over 600,000 units, there's like 2,500 for sale.
Right.
It's just
an issue.
This seller's market, we've been in for so long. Sellers might avoid competition by entering the market sooner. Are you listening out there to sellers? It's time to sell. You're going to get the best buck ever.
So we have to change our saying. When's the best time to sell?
Yeah, but yesterday. mortgage rates will determine the level of the market. So I don't, you know, these rates, they're predicting they were going to cut. Now they're not going to cut.
They're going to cut.
But we're going to be in the sixes for a long time. But that's a normal rate. It's actually a little
It's below the average rate for the last 41 years, since 1941, 7.47%.
Yeah, between 7 and 8% is a normal rate. I tell the students that, the millennials, and they're like, what? What? They want threes. That's not happening again.
Right.
So anyway, sellers, they stand to see favorable buyer attention. If you get your house on the market, and I'm kind of over seasonality anyway, because if you got to move, you got to move.
Right.
And there's 6.7 million people in Philly Metro. Somebody's moving.
Right.
So, you know, get your house on the market. Don't spend 3 months fixing it up. Call Curbio. Let them come in and knock it out in a month.
100%.
And you're on the market.
You're not talking directly to me, are you, right now?
I'm kind of talking to everybody in the room. All right, so tell us about the rates.
So the rates are still awesome. I mean, with a conventional rate, you're looking at about 7%. Again, depending on what your credit score is, how much you're putting down. Your FHA, 6.60%, Mark. And that's for a 30-year fixed.
Right.
Along with your VA, 6.6%. Now, your 5-1 ARMs, your 7-1 ARMs are right around what your 30-year fixed is going to be. So still... my recommendation is to get in the game with at least a 30-year, 15-year.
Yeah, remember a couple of few years ago, about 4 years ago, they were like 2%?
When the country was in a crisis.
Yeah.
Yes. We're never going to be there ever, ever again.
No, take a 30 anyway.
You should take a 30.
Or a 40 or a 50.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're never going to pay it off anyway.
Sign here and press hard.
All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. All positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property, and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Dan?
So, Mark, we are up to your funny story.
So I got one for you. So on the 1,000th show, so these longtime friends, Sylvia and Wanda, they meet up in heaven, right? Sylvia says, hi, Wanda. Wanda says, hi, Sylvia. And she goes, how'd you die? Sylvia goes, oh, I froze to death. She goes, oh, man, that's horrible. Sylvia said, nah, it wasn't that bad. After I quit shaking from the cold, I began to get a warm and sleepy feeling, and I finally died a peaceful death. What about you? She goes, I died of a massive heart attack. I suspected my husband was cheating, so I came home early to catch him in the act. Instead, I found him all by himself in the den watching TV. So what happened? I was so sure there was another woman. I ran all around the house looking. I ran up into the attic. I searched down the basement. I went through every closet, checked under all the beds. I kept this up. I looked everywhere. I finally became so exhausted. I kneeled over, had a heart attack, and died. And Sylvie goes, man, that's too bad you didn't look in the freezer. We'd both be alive.
That was a good one. It was a good one for the 1,000th show. Yes, for sure. If you have a funny story, send it to 8029@comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with Deanne Katsaros from Green Tree Mortgage. And her topic today is 203Ks.
And that is nothing to do with a 401K.
No.
So this is actually a loan product, and it's one of my favorites because...
It's a great product.
Mark, it gives everybody the opportunity to basically... design and upgrade the house exactly the way that they want it. So let's say, and this is perfect because I'll use my son as an example. He's in the process of buying a house, and some of the houses that we have gone into are vacant and they're just a mess. I mean, right. They need new carpet, they need paint. He might want to redo the kitchen cabinets, put some countertops in, things like that.
Right.
All of those repairs and or upgrades can be financed into the loan. Yeah. So let's say he's purchasing a home that's $200,000. We bring in a contractor. He goes through all of his wants and needs. Contractor comes up with a price, and it's roughly, let's say, $40,000. Now, keep in mind, we can't create a white elephant. So he's not putting a swimming right. pool in. He's not putting a sauna in, things like that. We have to do things that are going to actually add value. Right. So now $50,000, $200,000, that becomes his new sale price. So he's going to put 3.5% on an FHA loan on the $250,000.
Right.
We go through, we have a HUD consultant that walks through everything. Not only does the HUD consultant make sure that all the prices are in line, but the HUD consultant is also going to make sure that house is FHA compliant.
And these guys, contractors, are on a list and it gets done.
Right. So, I mean, the contractor's definitely insured. Right. Make sure they're not on the blacklist. You really can't do any self-help. So the contractor does all of the work.
Right.
But basically, you know, maybe there's a cracked window. Maybe there's a railing that needs to go down to the garage. I mean, into the basement. So all of those things, the FHA HUD consultant will make sure they're taken care of as well.
Right.
So they basically run the project for you.
Yeah, and you get all this done with no money out of your pocket.
No money out of your pocket. And what happens is it's done in draws. right? So every time something is done, the consultant will go out there, inspect the property, make sure that it was done satisfactory, and then money will be released. They call a 1-800 number, right, and they get their funds. But this is a great product, especially if you don't have the funds or you don't have a contractor in the family that's going to do everything discounted for you.
Yeah, and there's a lot of houses that this would fall into that, you know, there's over 600,000 units in Philly, and there's some seniors. They, you know, there's houses still with paneling and shag rugs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the minimum cost to do this is $5,000. So you can't go in with a $1,000 repair. Right? Right. The minimum has to be $5,000, and you also have to make sure that the house is going to appraise.
Right.
So that sale price of $250,000. Right, the appraiser is going to get everything that's going to be done to the house,
right,
and he's going to give us an after repaired value cost.
Yeah, so if you update the kitchens and the bathroom, that all adds value.
Exactly, exactly. But you get to design it exactly as you want. I remember I did a woman, she was in North Jersey, and she purchased the home, and the only thing she dreamt about in her new home, which goes back to what's the first thing we need to talk about, kitchen, kitchen, kitchen. I love to cook. I want to have my Thanksgiving dinner in my new home, and I want to have my entire family over. Well, she did almost a $40,000 kitchen upgrade and took pictures along the way. We went and looked at it, and she actually had the kitchen of her dreams. And she wouldn't have been able to do that on her own,
no,
you know, because she didn't have the funds to do that. So she financed it into the loan. The $240,000 or the $40,000 kitchen, that's what she made her payments on, and she lived happily ever after.
And then down the road, she'll refi it down lower.
Right.
Because the average mortgage is what, 6-7 years?
Yep. Most people will refinance after 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
But the great thing about that is it added so much value that it actually exceeded what she bought the house for. So in a couple years, we were able to take that home, convert it into a conventional loan, get rid of her mortgage insurance, and we dropped her payment.
And she helped the whole neighborhood.
She helped the whole neighborhood.
She would have moved in next to me.
That's right. Yep, exactly. So if you have any questions regarding how you could upgrade your house, even the home that you currently own, you can refinance into a 203K and get the work done.
Now, that's an idea for the convent. I live in a convent.
It definitely is. All right. So, Mark, now we are up to our question and answer segment.
Very good. So what's the first one?
All right. The first question is, I am currently paying a mortgage on a house that I want to add a guest house to. Do I have to finish the mortgage payment or can I start before?
This is perfect.
I know.
It's a 203K right here.
Yep.
And have it all done. Refi the whole thing and add a guest house, you're going to definitely add value.
Right.
So you can do that, solve that problem right there.
100%. So no, the answer is no, you do not have to pay off the current mortgage before you want to add on any kind of additions.
It will wait 30 years.
Right. And then you'll pay it off.
Now, that's the next one.
All right. The next one is, if I add an HVAC unit to a sunroom, does that add to the square footage of the house?
I must think things like 20 by 20. That would have to be a pretty big unit. No, it doesn't add square footage. That's an improvement, but it's not going to add square footage to your house. But, you know, it might help your comps and your price a little bit.
Right.
Brand new HVAC unit, but not much. All right, what's the next one?
All right, question number 3. If a seller does not disclose known electrical issues with a home in Florida and the contract is canceled during the inspection period, can the potential buyer sue for the cost of the appraisal, inspection, title search, survey that's already been performed?
Yeah, you can sue for anything. The magic number for lawyers is $2,000. They'll take any case, win or lose.
Right.
But like all this stuff, you know, yeah, you can sue, but, you know, if they didn't disclose and all these problems, I'm actually an expert witness in a court case going on now. Stuff wasn't disclosed correctly. So, you know, you can, but, you know, that's up to you. And then.
But the other thing, too, Mark.
You got to figure out the long-term cost of that, too.
Right.
Well, you know, how much is it going to cost you? Because you're going to be in court for a year.
Right.
At least.
A lot of times. I'm actually going through this now. They are just refunding the cost of the the appraisal.
Yeah, they
can
ask for that money back.
But the thing is, you have that inspection period. So why are they doing the appraisal and the survey?
Yeah, they should have been.
It should have waited until they got the thumbs up on the home inspection.
No doubt.
All right. Next question is, I just purchased a home in June of 2022.
Right.
The inspector I hired was writing that my roof would last for at least 5 years. My home insurance will not cover the roof. What do I do?
Right now, home insurance and insurance in general is up with this inflation. I forget what the number was. It's almost
20%. It's 25%.
25%. So now you got insurance companies that are nervous about writing policies. I would shop around for a new insurance company.
For sure.
For sure. What's the last one?
All right. The last question is, underwriter denied home loan because of a dispute on my credit. The dispute was filed in 2012 and shows the status of still disputed. Why is it there after 5 years?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It should be removed. And that's an easy phone call to just call them and remove the dispute. First of all, you shouldn't be denied for having the dispute. You should have never gone into underwriting with that dispute. That should have been taken care of
that should have been
upon your application. But you can call the creditors, the credit bureaus, and just remove that dispute. But just make sure that it doesn't drop your credit score.
Yeah.
That long ago, you should be fine.
Yeah, no
call
problem.
Me. I'll get the loan approved.
She'll take care of it. So coming up next is our guest segment.
I'm super excited to have Josh Buckner of Wolf of Broad Street, and he's going to talk about the power of networking events. I've personally been to many of them, and he does one of the best events.
Very good. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account. We're member-owned and offer all the services you're looking for, like mobile banking and free ATM withdrawals. Visit our website at pfcu.com. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to philadelphiarealestateclasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to philadelphiarealestateclasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at the end?
So, Mark, we are up to our guest segment today, and we are honored to have Josh Buckner. And he is the Wolf of Broad Street, and he's here to talk about the power of networking events.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Fantastic.
Welcome to the show. I'm curious about, so tell us about what you do.
Yeah, I got a background in business development, marketing, sales, specifically in the Philly real estate industry. I've done credit repair, property management, title insurance, and in 2016, I started Wolf of Broad Street Real Estate Events, LLC, to kind of tie everything together. I was juggling three jobs, but it always involved me being out there networking, bringing in business, maintaining relationships, and I've found no better way to do that than through hosting, organizing, promoting events.
Cool.
That's actually how Josh and I met many years ago, was credit repair.
Yes. Yeah. I graduated in 2009, got into credit repair in 2010, did that for 8 years, ran a magazine platform for 5 years. And, you know, just recently we decided it's time for the next chapter and to double down on Wolf of Broad Street real estate events and consulting and corporate event strategy and events. You have job security with events. I don't see that being taken over by AI anytime soon.
No. No, and relationships are all about the conversation and meeting people.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, just yesterday we hosted a real estate panel. We called it the Bucks County Real Estate Collaborative 2024. It was at the Newtown Theater. We had 200 guests. And the theme of the event was collaboration over competition. And that term I've been using recently, and some people like the idea of it. They like the concept, collaboration over competition, but some people can't get past it. They say, what do you mean collaboration over competition? You know, this is business, but this is war. You know, it's a dog fight. I want the deal. I want the listing. You know, I'm not concerned with anybody else, but I think that's a small minded way of thinking.
That's a real small minded way.
It's not going to get you anywhere. You know what I mean? So that's kind of, you know, the theme we're going to continue to run with our events, because all different real estate brokerages, all different mortgage companies, title companies, home inspectors are coming together to network. You know, the term iron sharpens iron, and it's just a matter of, you know, making new contacts, building friendships, doing more business together, working more efficiently, and having more fun doing what you do day in, day out, which is real estate.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting that competition mindset.
Yes.
Like that's still prevalent between the commercial guys and the residential guys.
Yep.
The commercial guys would rather have the whole pie.
Yep.
Where I got a buyer, you know, give me a slice. Right. I'll take a slice. Let's be friends.
That's right. That's right.
But they get this thing about competition, and we're not in competition.
Right.
We should work together. What's the worst possible thing that can come out of people meeting?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It leads to something.
And you learn from each other. You know, you learn from what's working, what's not working, what to avoid, what to lean into, you know, what to listen to, what to read. And it's, you know, it just raises the bar professionally for you and also the consumers, in my opinion, because, you know, when you're at the top of your game, you know, the ins and outs, you know how to help people, and you learn from each other. It's just a good in the big picture way of thinking with the consumers and your peers in the industry.
Yeah, and it's really important to have a network of, like, people calling me all the time because of the show. Like, who should I use for this, that, yep, this, and that? And because we've been doing this for so long, that networking thing is integral to the business.
And you guys have, you know, thousands and thousands of real estate professionals following you and tapping into your show. I would encourage anybody in the business development capacity, you know, we're all marketers in one way or another, whether you're a real estate agent, whether you're a loan officer or what have you, to consider hosting events and think about, you know, ways to bring people together. If nothing else, you're going to have something to talk about and promote so that it's never same old, nothing new. It's, no, I got this coming up. I got that coming up. I want you to be part of it. Whether or not they're able to actually attend, at least they're hearing about it and seeing about it, you know, because the promotion leading up to the event, the publicity after the event, in my opinion, is equally as important as the actual event. And that's, you know, started in 2016, and we started at a dive bar called The Bridge Philly, 100 Spring Garden Street, right next to Delilah's, and now we're at the Newtown Theater, and we're at the Rivers Casino Philadelphia and the Buck Hotel, you know, so it's just like events and, you know, being that connector, being that plug, it's going to get you places, and it's going to, you know, bring in a lot of business for you.
And anytime you go to an event, you always learn something.
That's right.
It's worthwhile to go to an event. If you learn one thing, it was worth your time.
That's right.
Or even meet one person, you know, where you can both, you know, have a relationship and help each other. And, you know, I keep bringing up my son because he's new in the business. He's also my partner. He's not that new in the business, but he met someone at your event that is in the mortgage business, and they've been able to give business back and forth together.
Right.
And, you know, he comes from the, why am I going to get frustrated and try to figure this out when this guy specializes in that? So why don't I just send it to him, let him get it done, and when he can't do a deal, he'll send one to me.
That's right.
And it's a win-win for everyone.
Totally.
So it's, I've been to a majority of your events, and from helicopter to golf balls falling out of the helicopter, which was amazing.
Yes.
I mean, all the events are just, you're a class act.
Thank you.
And your events are top notch for sure.
And thank you for your support.
Absolutely.
Over the years, and tell Tommy I said hello for sure.
I will.
And a lot of your listeners go to networking events, and just the, you know, a few tips, and Tommy knows how to network. You know, the goal isn't to meet every single person in that room and collect every single person's business card. You go in there with the objective of making, you know, 5-6 you know, new contacts and scheduling coffees with the, or lunches with those contacts. It's not just a matter of collecting business cards and letting them sit in a box somewhere. You know, you got to do something with those contacts, and you want to know exactly who you're looking for.
Right.
And it's not all about what you need, what kind of business you're looking for, but how you can help others get business and what type of introductions you can make for those people. It doesn't cost anything to make introductions. So listen more than you speak and try to give before you ask for anything. It's going to get you places.
Yeah, I do a coaching session in my school all the time, and I invite real estate agents.
Yep.
Most of them never show because they don't put it in their calendar.
Yep.
But if they do show, I do a coaching session called 0 to 20 Million in Production.
Mm.
It's about a 2.5-hour session. But a lot of them will come up to me afterwards, and I'll say, like, nobody ever explained it like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then now I get to meet them, and I tell all my students, the average person knows 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you collect somebody's name, phone, and cell,
mm-hmm.
and their email, you just added them and their 100 friends.
That's right.
And that's how your network grows.
Yep. Another little pro tip over the years, I save everybody's contact information. If I think I can do business with them, if I think I can help them in some way, if I think we're going to be, you know, talking at any point, I'll save their number, I'll save their full name, company, and I'll actually save the date that I'm putting it into my phone, so that when they call me 4, 5, 8 years down the line and I pick up and I say, hey, Ed, thanks. How you been? And he's like, you remember me? It's been so long. I did not expect you to remember me. I'm like, yeah. And then it's right here. Just like the little personal touches like that show that you care. And it's a people's business, no matter what type of business you're in, for the most part. You know, you got to.
I do the same thing. You know? I just had one of my past commercial buyers called me by accident, and his name popped up, Todd.
Yep.
I was going, Todd, how you doing? He goes, how do you remember it was me? I goes, I got your name and your phone number.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yeah, and you build up these contacts, you keep them organized, you use, you know, a CRM or spreadsheet, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, and then you are able to tap in with those people, especially when it comes to events. You know, that's how we've, you know, continued to build on our events, is making new contacts, putting them in our campaigns and our invite lists and everything like that, just to let them know that we're still here. We're doing an event every single month this year, leading up to our 5th annual golf outing at the Philmont Country Club.
Right.
So we're going to be very busy with events, and I encourage anybody who's interested in getting involved with our events, as a guest, as a sponsor, to follow us at Wolf of Broad Street. It's Wolf_of_Broad_Street on Instagram.
Cool. So how many people are in the network right now you got?
We have a database of 15,000 real estate industry professionals in the greater Philadelphia area. Yep. And we've been building that list for, you know, going on 14 years now since I got into the industry.
I teach my students the first day when they're in pre-licensing courses in my school, Philadelphia real estate classes, to build their database.
Yes.
And the average, and most of them, they have a few hundred to start out with.
Yep.
And then I teach them, it's not what you give out, it's what you collect.
That's right.
I said, you know, what do you do with them business cards?
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you ask them, what's your email? What's your name? What's your cell? Mm-hmm. You add them to your database, you just added them and their 100 friends.
That's right.
That's how you build your database.
Totally. And not to mention social media, you know what I mean? Because events is just a content creating machine, especially when you have media companies covering it, photographers, videographers. You want to extend the reach and the impact of your event through different media outlets, especially social media. Because that's, you know, you tap into, you're tagging all these people, all their people are seeing it, and so on. It's just complete brand builder. I couldn't do it without, you know, social media for sure.
Yeah, it's, and sharing is a big deal.
Yep, totally. Yep.
But also you have a team of people that you work with.
Yes.
So a lot of people think that they don't have the time to do this and the time to build.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's interns that are available. Mm-hmm. There's all types of people that are looking for something to do that could easily do this.
Yep.
And, you know, you don't do all of this by yourself. You have an amazing team.
Yes.
I mean, Bethany is your right arm. She's amazing.
Yep.
But there's a lot of people that you have.
Totally.
You couldn't do it all yourself.
No, not at all.
And nor would you want to, right?
Exactly. Automate, delegate, regulate. That's the way I live. So if I can, you know, if I'm doing something multiple times, I'm going to automate a process for it. I'm going to delegate it to the right people, and then I'm going to regulate it and fine tune it and keep building on that.
You know, so.
We talk about it every once in a while, the 80-20 rule.
Yep.
Staying in the 20%.
Yep.
And that, you know, and the events that you have, like there's real estate agents and business people out there, they'll say, yeah, I'm going to come. And then they don't put it in their calendar, mm-hmm. and then they don't show up. I invite agents to coaching sessions all the time. And I say, put it in your calendar.
Yep.
And they don't show because they're not running the business. The business is running them.
That's right. Yep. But that builds that fear of missing out, the FOMO, you know. So if a guest can't make it there and then they see all the recap photos and videos, they're definitely going to be at the next one. So I just try to stay top of mind and in everybody's face, the top of their news feeds on social media, just to, you know, stay relevant and keep the people coming out. And as long as the sponsors are happy and my guests are happy, you know, we go all in on every single event. And that's all we can ask for, is just the positive feedback and the success stories of where these connections have taken their business over the years. And we're going to continue to do that. And just to, for all your listeners who are in the real estate business and thinking about doing events, you don't have to throw a awards gala or a golf tournament. I think even an open house is an event. Everything's an event. You know, just have, you know, a flyer made. Let people know when your open house is. Bring, you know, some refreshments and, you know, take some pictures or I don't know. Or call Mark to bring his guitar to the open house. You know? So, you know, just try to make an event out of anything, and it'll take you places, and you'll be surprised with you know, how relevant you'll be and the levels it'll take your business.
Yeah, you never know who you're going to meet.
It just takes one person.
Yeah.
It just takes one person.
That's right.
Yep. So, Josh, if somebody had questions or wanted to come to your events, can you tell everybody how to get a hold of you again?
Definitely. So my name's Josh Buchter. Buchter. I'm all over Facebook. And Instagram is Wolf of Broad Street, underscores under each, between each word. And yeah, reach out. We'll put you on the guest list, and keep us in mind for our corporate event strategy services. If your company or organization is looking to host a conference, an awards gala, a client appreciation party, we're here to help with that stuff as well. So it's not just our events, it's everybody else's events. And you can also reach us by phone at 267-303-1175. That's 267-303-1175.
You might have to do one here at this beautiful studio here at 24th and Market.
Got my wheels spinning with the tour. It's amazing here.
Yeah. Well, what's your next event coming up?
April 25th, Down Nightclub, Philadelphia. It's our Howl at the Moon real estate networking party. We're expecting 300 guests, DJ, live band, food, bar, lots of media coverage. And we can't wait for that. That's April 25th at Down, Philadelphia, 6 to 9 p.m.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Josh. I mean, you are a natural, and look forward to having you back on the show as well.
Thank you so much. I feel so lucky and privileged to be here for your 1,000th episode. So
yeah, congratulations.
1,000. 1,000.
All right. Very good.
Awesome. Coming up next is our topic of the day. When is the perfect time to sell a home?
All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. All positive, all the time, and put that date with Josh, April 25th, in your calendar. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property, and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Hi, welcome back to Good News from Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time. So where are we at, Dan?
So, Mark, what a great segment, right?
That was a great segment with Josh.
I'm all psyched and ready to go to an event.
300 people and a band, I'm going.
You know you're not the band, right?
We might have to negotiate. Maybe open an act.
All right. We're up to our topic of the day, and right. When is the perfect time to sell?
All right. So we messed around, joked about this earlier, but those planning to sell to home this year are preparing now. And the greatest week to sell a property, the stuff constantly changes. They're now saying is April 14th, which is next week, right?
Yes.
So according to a new study from Realtor.com, now I got to grain of salt with some of the stuff that they say. So why is April 14th the best time to sell? While some home buyers are waiting for the mortgage rates to fall, which don't count on that, and prices are not going to come down for the next 4 or 5 years.
You're half right.
You know, well, they're going to come down some, but prices are going to continue to go up. But it's the best time ever to sell for sellers. I mean, if you list the house today, price right, shows right, it'll be gone this week. Within days.
So tempting.
I know. And that's been going on for about 16 years, too. I know I'm going to sell my house. But I love it. But anyway, with this inventory remaining 40% below pre-pandemic levels, you know, there was at least some inventory prior to the pandemic. Those wishing to take advantage of the seasonal market patterns might consider getting ready on April 14th to the 24th, the finest combination of market conditions for sellers. Above average prices, I mean, I hear some places in the country prices are coming down, but I'm not seeing it in Philly Metro.
I can attest that they are not coming down. If you're listing a house for $365, you're not. It's not going. At least to 400.
I have one in Fox Chase that was way overpriced. They wanted like $1.5 million, and now they're down to like $999,000. But they started out
way too high.
Right. And that's the only markets that's slow. The $1 million properties are slow. The other mid range 2 to 5s, they're like
goes on the house. It goes on the market 3 days later. They have all these listings, and then the next day they're calling for highest and best.
Yeah. And so historically, you know, they're saying like if you miss this spring market, but the spring market starts January 1st.
Right.
That's another myth. And the other big myth out there is, you know, after Halloween, everything dies down. And there's some realtors. The average realtor in the United States is 61 years old. I posted that on Facebook, and I got 1,000 comments. Some of them good, some of them bad. But, I mean, there's a lot of old birds out there that are stuck doing the same old stuff, sending calendars and Eagle schedules and Phillies. You know, I got a Galaxy 21. I want to know the Eagle schedule. I go, Eagle schedule.
Right.
You know? Anyway.
Well, we know a realtor that takes the rest of the year off after Halloween. You and I both know. This is the first year, last year of 2023, that he didn't. And he actually got awards for selling the most houses.
Go figure. It's crazy. And there's a giant buyer demand out there. I mean, how many buyers you got pre-approved right now?
217.
217 people. That means, and with her, everything's done. Tax returns, every document, they're ready to buy.
Right.
So you sellers out there, you just got to get houses on the market. We need inventory. And
Far behind.
If you're waiting for the national news to say it's time to sell, that'll be a year after you're going to miss the boat.
Too late. Yep.
But anyway, so this fast market pace, you know, what we're talking about is just if you list it and it shows right and is priced right, it's going to go. And sometimes if you wait too long, I don't know, like nationally they're talking about this, there's going to be more competition because there's going to be more listings. But I think that's going to take a few years to like get back. A normal market is a 6-month supply of homes. We're at a 2-month or 1 month and a half supply.
If we're lucky.
There's as of today, there was 2,490 houses for sale in Philly. Total Philly of 660,000 units. 2,400. When I asked the students at the school, how many houses do you think are for sale out of 600,000? They'll go, oh, 100,000, 200,000, 50,000. I'll say 2,400. They all go, ah.
Right.
But you know what? If you get listings, it's money in the bank.
Yep.
So anyway, I don't expect prices to be dropping. Rates are going to drop. But for sellers, it's the best time in history to sell.
There's no reason whatsoever to wait.
House. And you will find a house. That myth. Well, what if I sell? I ain't going to be able to find a house. It's happening.
Right.
You're going to find a house.
Right. Or if not, you can move into the convent with Mark and
yeah, I got plenty of room.
Charge you some rent.
I put a bed in the studio for you.
All right. If you have any questions, you can email Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at dnkatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
And a special thanks to Josh from Broad Street, Wolf of Broad Street, for coming in today. I'm definitely going to some of his events. And what was the webpage again? Where should you go?
You can check out our website. It's wolfofbroadstreet215.com.
All right, very good. So with that, special thanks to all of our listeners and our sponsors for tuning in for the last 16 years and our 1,000th show. 1,000.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I, you know, when I wrote the script, I was like, damn. And I'm still only, what, 41, 42?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So tune in every Saturday, 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio, 1210 WPHT, and an Odyssey. With that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate on Talk Radio, 1210 WPHT.
All positive, all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Mark Cumberland or Deanne Katsaris or listen to any of their past shows, go to goodnewsinrealestate.com. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a 5-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes. The premier real estate school in Philadelphia has been voted one of the top 5 real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.